You're listening to the SCAC Baseball Podcast, Major League Baseball Draft Edition. Today we're joined by the 62nd overall pick in the 2012 Major League Baseball Draft, Bruce Maxwell, drafted by the Oakland Athletics, member of the Birmingham Southern College baseball team. And Bruce, first of all, congratulations and thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. I couldn't ask anything better to happen.
Bruce, a junior at Birmingham Southern, as I mentioned today, you are the 62nd overall draft pick in the 2012 MLB draft, being drafted by the Oakland Athletics. Just first of all, take me through your thoughts. Obviously, I know you had high expectations heading into the draft after an incredible junior campaign there in Birmingham Southern, but I can't imagine 62nd maybe it was on your radar as to when you thought you were going to be drafted, and just take me through that process and how it unfolded this morning for you.
Definitely a shock. I didn't expect to go this high. I got a phone call about 45 minutes before the draft even started from the team that got me. So I was actually anticipating going in the third round, maybe low second, but definitely not 62nd overall, man. It was a shock for me and my family.
You know, an incredible moment, obviously, for you, Bruce. The highest ever SCAC draft pick in the history of the SCAC, the highest in Division III since the 2003 draft when Justin Hirsch was selected 59th overall from Cal Lutheran. Just talk about what it means to represent D3 athletes now into the ninth round of the Major League Draft, and you're still the lone D3 student athlete to be drafted. Talk about what it means to represent Division III and obviously the excitement that brings to you.
It's definitely something I like to represent. You know, everybody tells us, you know, that D3 schools are having a disadvantage just because not many people are MLB eligible from in and out of there. So to represent, it means a lot to me because it shows that no matter what division of baseball you play, if you have your dedication, your hard work, and the right coaching, then you can achieve anything. So I know that seven previous D3 draft picks have made it to the major leagues, and our plans may be the number 8 because it'll show all these guys that play at Division III that it is possible through work and work in right direction.
You know, in your 124 career games at Birmingham Southern, Bruce, you hit .430, 38 home runs, 166 RBIs, 123 runs, 190 hits, 830 career slugging percentage. Just an outstanding career there at Birmingham Southern. Coming in today, I know you mentioned that you said you had talked to people in the A's organization about 45 minutes prior to being selected. But prior to today, had you had discussion with the A's? Did you have any sense as to where you thought you might go going into this draft? And you know, just how surprised were you?
I was very surprised, actually. I actually hadn't talked to the A's in a few weeks. They haven't talked to me directly. I've seen them at my games, but I didn't even think about them drafting me in the second round. My focus was on the Angels and the Twins, just because they were the teams. I went to their workouts last week, and they were the ones that were talking the best. So, I didn't get a phone call until this morning from the A's, so it was definitely shocking, but, definitely a great moment. I couldn't pass it up.
Where were you when you got that phone call? Were you with your family, friends, and just sort of take me through that moment? Obviously, the dream coming true with that call from the A's.
I was actually sitting in my recliner in my front room, just got done eating breakfast, and my phone goes off, and, unknown number, and answered it, and, hey, there was an offer, and I took it.
Incredible moment, no doubt. What's it been like for your family, obviously, to have this experience? I know when we talked earlier, you're on the phone with your mom, so obviously you've been in touch with family. What's it been like for them to enjoy this experience with you as well?
It's a first. It's obviously a first. I'm the only boy in my family. My sister played D1 college basketball, which was amazing, but, nobody in my family has ever achieved something like this. So, it was very emotional, but a very proud moment for my parents and my sisters.
A native of Tony, Alabama, we're joined by junior catcher and the 62nd overall pick in the 2012 Major League Baseball Draft, Bruce Maxwell. And Bruce, have you gotten a chance to talk with your head coach there at Birmingham Southern, Coach Weisberg? And if so, what did he have to say to you? And obviously, extend his congratulations, I would assume.
Oh yeah, I called him right after it happened. He was the first person I called, and I just thank him for everything they've done for me, man. They got good direction. Definitely as catchers, because they both were, him and Coach Drew Brees, who were catchers in college, and they helped me a lot, converted me from a first baseman to a catcher in 2 years, and it's paying off, definitely. So I thanked him. He said he was proud of me, and he couldn't ask for a better moment for me and my success, and he just told me to keep my head down and keep running, because you know, it's not over. I mean, you know, just making it's the first step to it. Now it's a whole different level of work ethic and dedication.
Forever, obviously, a Birmingham Southern Panther, and forever an SCAC athlete, Bruce. Obviously, now, what is your next step now that you've been drafted? I know there's, as you said, a whole other level of work ethic. Where do you go from here and all the excitement? Obviously, enjoying it today, but as you mentioned, the grind that starts here soon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I signed my contract this weekend, most likely. And then I'll be shipped off to wherever their rookie ball league is or wherever they want me to report, man, and work starts all over again. You know, so I'm going to enjoy today, enjoy tomorrow, and then probably on Thursday or Friday I'll get back to the grind and start working again.
Now, last season you were one of your teammates, Drew Leachman, was drafted in the Major League Baseball draft. Have you had a chance to talk with him today, and has he sort of shared any of his experiences as he's gone, obviously, through this draft process and playing in minor league ball now?
Yes, he called me this morning and congratulated me, told me I did a hell of a job, and I'll put a footprint on D3 baseball for forever. So he's told me to keep it up. You know, it's going to be a hard journey. And he said never to give up, never to be discouraged. And he basically stuck his hand out for me. He goes, if you ever need anything, man, let me know, because I'm going through it right now. And he's doing great in low-A ball for the Twins right now, and I plan on meeting up with him here soon.
What is it like to have the kind of support that you have? Obviously, I can hear as we've talked now, not only through your family, your coaches, teammates. What is it like to have that support on such a special day for you like today?
It's unbelievable, actually. Knowing that you know, I have a small group of support, but at the same time, you know, they're the biggest supporters in my life. And having my family, my coaches, some of my teammates, all my teammates actually, from you know now and then my previous teammates. I mean, everybody's rooting for me. They knew I had a talent, man, and they never let me die. And they kept me encouraged. They kept me moving forward. And today, I mean, this is just as big a day as me as it is for them, because, you know, without them, I wouldn't be here.
The 62nd overall pick in the 2012 Major League Baseball draft going to the Oakland Athletics, junior Bruce Maxwell, forever a BSC Panther and SCAC student athlete, now moving on to his professional career in the major leagues with the A's. Bruce, congratulations, and hopefully we wish you the best of luck in what we hope is an extremely long professional career, and congratulations again on a great moment for you today.
Thank you, man.